And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I got some texts here. I'll jump on those real quick before I move on to the dippers. Kimball from Harvest has clarified for me. So now that I see this, I understand the joke a little better. I did not know. He says, Phil, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints don't drink coffee. So was it Kimball or somebody else a minute ago that texted in about, you know, the joke about Babylon Bee says coffee grounds found, you know, in the Mormon Tabernacle Church. Anyway, Phil, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints don't drink coffee, among other things, as part of the code of health. Finding coffee grounds at the temple would be a ridiculously funny scandal. This is laughable in comparison, though, to finding Coke at the White House. I did not know this. And then he goes, I'm assuming that means Kimball is a Mormon himself, but says, I almost wish I were a beer drinker so I could boycott Bud. This would never do. I mean, for me, here I am. I like to joke that coffee is the drink of Right Side Radio.
Yes, the drink of Right Side Radio that Phil drinks.
The official drink of Right Side Radio, yeah. All right, Kimball, it's funnier now. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Jeff from Indiana then, too, about the thing. He says they're going to pursue the cocaine investigation of the White House. I wonder who the scapegoat will be. Yeah, we'll see. Somebody besides Hunter Biden, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Yes. We found video of an unnamed tourist that we can't track down or catch. Nah, I'm not seeing it. What else we got? Yeah. Stephen from Madison says, I went to see the Ark Encounter last week. It's a shame the meaning of the rainbow has been stolen. I agree. We need to take it back. Taking our rainbow back. Speaking of which, let me jump on here. So number one of the Triple Dipper, I'm calling this the War on Women and Children. I want to know, where are the daggum women's rights activists? Where's the women's march? All the people wearing, you know, their strange hats and things when they march, claiming that women have been subjugated or oppressed in some way, kept down by the man. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I know for a fact, I believe it, I understand it, it's history, that women have not always had equal rights. And a lot of strides have been made, including things like Title IX that protects women, including in sports. So why are all of those advocates, all of those believers in the need to make sure that women are treated with the same measure of equality as men, why are they silent right now in what I'm calling the war on women and children? And by the way, I'm not the only one calling it that, especially when you look at stuff like things like this. Red State. Article that came out yesterday. And by the way, all the resources are up on the website. If you go to rightsideradio.org, if you hear me rattling paper, we'll go to the live stream tab, click on the resources button. Any article that I'm rattling in with the links are up there for you. So if you want to grab one of these articles, you think that's amazing, like the one yesterday about men chest feeding their babies, which is going to be a part of this. You can find those articles and send them to somebody or whatever you want to do. But the resources are there. Number one, Red State. Oh. CBS guest comes on for an interview and reduces women to menstruators. Yes, I said that. I did. I mean, it's just okay. Anyway, this one ranks right up there with yesterday's. You missed this one, Boomer. It was I had butters literally gagging as we talked about men. The CDC. The CDC came out with guidelines to help biological men understand how to, quote, chest feed their babies.
The CDC did. So yes. they're just allowing this, just pushing this on.
I just totally blew past my article here and went straight to I chased a rabbit with you.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you missed that one. And I, you know, oh, it was like next level awful. That article, it was hard to read. But it was all about how to assist those biological men, otherwise known as transgender women to them, to understand how they can chemically begin to induce things in their body that would then allow them to secrete substances that their child can chest feed. They didn't call it breastfeed. It's chest feeding.
Their adopted child.
Whatever. I don't know.
I mean, where are they getting the children?
So. Ooh, I don't know. I got nothing for you. All I'm saying was, it was gross. And you want to talk about the text lines fired up yesterday?
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, let's go one step further. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we are, Red State. Back to the Dippers. In one of the left's latest efforts to desensitize the American people to the twisted ideologies of woke, the CBS Morning program trotted out the CEO of a, quote, period products company on Thursday. The company's called August. Don't ask me why. She proudly touted the company's new gender-inclusive brand for menstruators. What is that even? Can you... Hi, my company, like, we do gender-inclusive things for menstruators. What? No, there is no gender-inclusive. It's women might need some feminine hygiene products. That's what we're talking about. That's where it is. That's where it's been for years. No, it's gender-inclusive brand for menstruators. Okay. The August CEO's name is Nadia Okamoto. Said she recognized what she called period poverty when she was a teenager. And has sought to stop the stigma around that. A noble cause, but a ridiculous solution, the article points out. The woke CEO of the sustainable period care products company simply talked about menstruators, who apparently can be women, men, or pretty much anything in between. And she said that she founded August as a period-positive, gender-inclusive brand. On the back of the package, it says, "We're here for everyone who menstruates. I think, especially in this age of transphobia, it means a lot to us to be gender inclusive." What the heck? So first of all, there shouldn't be a single woman who believes in womanhood go buy those products. That's insulting.
Completely insulting. And so basically they created this company for fake women to buy these products that don't need them.
I guess. Or at the very least, they created a fake issue to go ahead and say, hey, when we're gender, it's just, it, you know, the whole thing is like layers of fake. Layers. There's layers of fakeness in there. But that's what this is a war on women. There should not be a single conservative woman out there who's not outraged by that article right there. It reduces women to a nothingness. You're not real. Anybody can be what you are. You're not real. You're not a thing. You're not special. Anybody, I can chemically alter myself. I can go get a doctor to tell me that I'm you. I can do that too. I can need your same feminine products. No, you don't. Jack wagons. But that's where we are right now. That's this war on women is at epic levels, and it's gotten to the point that it's like we're all having tea at the Mad Hatter's, you know, tea party. Just whatever, man. Pour some more tea. Good Lord. How about this? Let's go one step further. Daily Wire has a piece came out yesterday, 2 days ago. Governor vetoes a bipartisan bill protecting women's sports. So North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, go figure, vetoed a bipartisan bill that would protect women's sports this past Wednesday. HB 574, which is titled the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, was passed with bipartisan supermajorities, would prohibit men from playing in women's sports in middle school, high school, and universities. Now, we just passed that in Alabama. We ain't playing. No. If you're a dude who's losing in dude sports, don't think you can come over and win in chick sports. It's not going to work that way. Dudes who lose just need to get better at playing. That's all there is to it. Or just, yeah. All right. The governor's statement was, "We don't need politicians inflaming their political cultural wars by making broad, uninformed decisions about an extremely small number of vulnerable children." Okay. Uninformed decisions. Let me clarify something for Governor Roy Cooper. Governor Roy, there is nothing uninformed about recognizing that there are two genders. The uninformed decision is perhaps yours, who determined that you were going to kowtow to a very select, small minority and disregard the needs of women and children. Just blow it off. We don't care how long you've been training for that sport. We don't care if you lost your scholarship because some dude came and beat you in that competition. We don't care if you got hurt. We don't care. What's important is that dude who wants to be a chick suddenly felt empowered because he could run track or play volleyball or softball or something. When's that going to happen, by the way? Have we seen any dudes playing chick softball? I haven't seen that one yet.
No, not yet.
I'll tell you right now, some of those chicks who play softball can probably whoop them. I'm just going to say. There's that. Just saying. Just, yeah. I'm pretty sure some of them could play football. I'm just saying. So we don't need politicians inflaming their political culture wars by making broad, uninformed decisions about an extremely small number of vulnerable children that are already handled by a robust system that rely... Whatever. What a ridiculous statement. Anyway, they are working to override the veto, except that they need every Republican, and one Republican voted against the bill. So will that Republican now join the majority and then vote to override the governor's veto? I don't know yet. That's happening as we speak in North Carolina. How about this one? In the war on women, if you're going to honor women of the year, like if you're going to pick a hero, a role model, someone who's stood out, head and shoulders above the crowd, doing stuff, if you're going to honor them as women of the year, shouldn't they be women? Washington Examiner has a piece that's a couple of months old. Transgender lawmaker from Minnesota has been honored as one of USA Today's Women of the Year. USA Today, national publication. Let's look around and find... Hey, I think that that hairy-faced chick over there needs to be awarded as the Woman of the Year. Good Lord. State Representative Lee Fink, a Democrat, a biological male who identifies as female, was listed as Minnesota's honoree, along with First Lady Michelle Obama, former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and astronaut Nicole Mann. Well, there you have it. You can be the First Lady of the United States. You can be a Supreme Court Justice. You can be an astronaut, Boomer. But you know what? If you want to be Woman of the Year, all you also got to do is just be a dude who wants to be a chick. And run for office.
That's it.
It says, USA Today's statement was, these honorees are women who lift up people in their communities across the country. They're making a difference in the lives of many. I'm just going to leave that hanging right there while you take us to a break. And I gather myself for the next round of number one on the Triple Dipper, the war on women and children. Y'all, I'm telling you right now, it is a fight. It is a war. And we need some of these people who said that they're for women's rights, who like to say they speak for all women, who will want to defend children and believe that they are the, you know, the treasure of our society, start actually saying something, because this is truly a war on women and children. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. All right. Hey, listen, text lines are wide open, man. I got stuff going on here. Let me see what we have. Scott from Boaz says the ghost of Abe Lincoln left that cocaine in the White House. That's funny. But I tell you what's even funnier is Frank from Madison goes, the coke in the White House is going to be traced back to an unnamed granddaughter. That's sad but funny all at the same time. What else we got? Badger saying, happy Friday. Raven from Russellville says, I keep listening for that resounding pop when this country pulls its head out of its anal orifice and becomes America again. Get your head out your fourth point of contact is what I'm saying. Jane from Owens Crossroads. Phil, check out the Fox News article today on restorative justice. I've got it. It's right here in my stack, brother. I'm coming down to it. Give me 1 second. I'll be right there. Chris from Athens, it seems odd that transgenders who apparently represent less than 1% of the population always seem to crop up in liberal woke families. Can someone say grooming? I would agree. Wade from Huntsville said, you haven't seen the whistleblower? Oh, there's a whistleblower video. I have not seen that one. I'll have to check that out, Wade. Let's see what else we got here. John from Huntsville He says, hey, Phil, pretty soon there's going to be a grocery store dedicated to woke grocery items. Aisle 1, chest milk. Aisle 2, lab-grown meat. Aisle 3, Bud Light. And aisle 4, drag queen makeup and costumes, also located on Rainbow Drive. There actually is a Rainbow
there
Drive.
There is a Rainbow Drive.
The Right Side Studios are right off of Rainbow Drive. But I would quickly point out, it's called Rainbow Drive. It's named after Rainbow City, which is named after the Rainbow Division, the 42nd Division, full of heroes from World War I. Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm just, yeah, there you go.
All right.
That was worthy.
Roger from Ardmore, last one I'll take for a second here. He texts in and says, Coke will be Kamala's open door for Newsom. Oh, they're gonna trace it back to Kamala, get rid of her, then they can say Biden can't run again, and then Newsom's in. I see it. Then again, maybe they should check the video cameras. Newsom might have dropped that off in a little visit he had recently. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows, man? All right, back to my war on women and children, because it is. So you're aware, I know, that the Biden administration is trying to rewrite Title IX. Title IX, under federal law, if you're not familiar, is part of what protects women's rights to equal access to sports, sporting events, sporting facilities, all of it. So, I mean, I've seen it. Title IX lawsuits might say, hey, this school district provided baseball fields for guys, did not provide equivalent softball fields for girls. So Title IX is designed to protect and preserve the rights of women in a variety of capacities, not the least of which is sports. But the Biden administration released its long-awaited rewrite of Title IX, said the Washington Examiner back in June last year. It's actually just a few weeks ago. The 50th anniversary of the anti-discrimination mandate. The purpose of the statute was to ensure that women were granted equal opportunity and privacy in sex-exclusive spaces. I mean, it's federal law, y'all. That's why they won't come out and say, yeah, we got to, you know, they're trying to rewrite Title IX, but it's really the executive branch interpreting it differently. It's not a rewrite of Title IX. Only the legislature can do that. Congress must act to actually redo Title IX. However, the way around this is to make sure that we classify transgenders as actually being the sex they claim to be. Then Title IX fits. Well, that's a woman. No, it's not. It's a dude. No, Phil, her gender identity declares her to be a woman, and you must respect that. No, actually, science declares him to be a dude with a problem, and he can't compete against women. And Title IX says, back off. Well, Joe Biden's administration is intent upon revising the interpretations of Title IX. Under the new rules, schools and universities that accept federal funding must treat gender identity as a protected class. Jeez. By the way, for those of y'all that I practice law, so I can just tell you the term protected class takes on an entirely different meaning than what it might just mean by just using the English language in itself. Under the interpretations of the law, protected class opens up any number of potentials for litigation. In other words, it says schools are now barred from discriminating against students whose gender identity does not match their biological sex. This means if a boy identifies as a girl and wants to use the girl's restroom, the school is legally required to make sure he has access. He must be allowed into women's locker rooms, sororities, sports teams, regardless of whether he has the body parts to be a male. What makes this redefinition of sex so much more alarming is the fact that Biden has also expanded Title IX's anti-discrimination protections to include speech and conduct that allegedly creates hostile environments. In other words, the teacher who says, hey, Johnny, I happen to know you're a dude, get out of the girls' room. That's considered a violation just by virtue of the fact that it was spoken out loud. Doesn't even matter if he enforces it. If all he says is, I don't think you should be in there. Violation, you've created a hostile environment. All right, we're going to come right back. That's women. Let's talk about children. Like, what did the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir sing recently? I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I'm going to make you mad. all you.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, hour number two already? Good Lord. All right, when you're having fun, what do you just? And when you got this much audience participation, you just, you know, you got time flies. Hey, I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper still. And don't forget, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, we'll have that favorite segment of every single week for me, Boomer and McQueen, comes on at 3:30. So y'all stay tuned for that. All right, number one of the Triple Dipper is the war on women and children. It is obvious that liberal progressives have zero respect for women. Don't try and argue it. If you respected women, you would not be pretending that it's okay for the things that I described in the last part of the segment to go on a regular basis. You would be outraged. If you really cared about women, you'd be outraged. You would not be standing idly by while women actually get hurt by dudes trying to participate in women's sports, while girls lose their scholarships after working for years to earn the right to play women's sports, and then they lose in some kind of a championship bout or whatever, or a track meet or something in the high school level, and they lose a scholarship because of it. That's just blatantly wrong. Or how about just the idea of denigrating women with the whole drag queen thing? You're lampooning women when you do that. You're making clowns out of women. How about children now? Now, don't think for a second that, you know, the strident version of LGBTQ lifestyle wants anything less than to co-opt our kids. How do we know? Because they say so. Here's a couple of articles. The first one came out in July of 2021, so exactly 2 years ago this month. Family Policy Alliance. The Family Policy Alliance had a piece about the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir. The song they sang, let me read you the lyrics. You ready? And they sang it quite well, by the way. It was quite a presentation. You say we all need lives you don't respect, but you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly. You will barely notice it. Just like you're worried they'll change your group of friends, you won't approve of where they go at night. You'll be disgusted when they start finding things online that you kept far from their sight. That's their song. That's their delight. By the way, they had to practice that. It wasn't like a spontaneous moment. This was the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir, but by the way, actually released a video of them singing that song in July of 2021, proclaiming to America they intend to convert your children. And it's essential, it says, that parents do in fact listen to this and take heed. Y'all, you gotta be aware. It's more than just making sure that they, you know, are fed and bathed and clothed. There's things we're going to have to literally protect them from, things like this, where people are not just out there and we don't want our kids to get over there where they are. How about this? They're coming in trying to get your kids. The song happily tells parents that regardless of the spiritual values that children are taught at home, that the LGBT movement has aims to unapologetically undermine those values in order to advance their own cause. Okay. 2 years ago, Phil. That was 2 years ago, man. It was one group in San Francisco, was it? Was it really? How about this year? Fast forward 2 years. End of June. Pride Month. National Review. Political movements invariably include some people who do and say things that are embarrassing, ill-considered, brutish, and maybe extreme. There are different schools of thought on how best to respond when people in your own tent act in this fashion. But if you have a modicum of honesty, the article says, a modicum of honesty and common sense, you should grasp that you should not defend every last thing and pretend that it's virtuous. For instance, the video that came out recently of marchers at the New York City Pride Parade chanting, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." Okay, so far left side of the United States, it's San Francisco, Phil. It's 2 years ago, man. It's San Francisco. It's a gay choir. They were just goofing. They didn't mean nothing by it, just goofing. Fast forward 2 years later, other side of the country, New York City. "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." The "coming for your children" chant has been used for years at Pride events, one excuser said. According to a longtime march attendee and gay rights activist who said that it's one of the many provocative expressions that we use to try and regain the control of slurs that are used against gay people. Stop it. We didn't really mean it. It was like fun. You know, we're just trying to, this is what you say about us, and we thought we'd just say it back. No. 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 According to multiple drag march regulars, the "coming for your children" variation has been used before, but last year it was reported that people at the drag march chanted out, 10% is not enough. Groom, groom, groom. If you don't want people, the article says, if you don't want people to think you believe something, then maybe just don't chant it in the streets. And it says no major media organization would print at face value a claim that says, by a white nationalist group, "We're really just chanting, you will not replace us," ironically. In other words, if a group of Klansmen marched down the street and chanted something that you know they mean and then said, "We didn't mean it. We were just really chanting that back because you think that's who we are," they would not be given a moment's grace by the media. Not a slightest bit of excusability. And yet, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." Or 2 years ago, "Yeah, we'll convert your children." And nobody says a word. Riley Gaines, okay, I'm getting back to the chest feeding thing again, boom. Just brace yourself. Okay, Riley Gaines, she's the former NCAA champion swimmer who has been very outspoken in regards to women's sports. Well, she's going one step further. She's sick to death of stuff like what we just saw the other day. Article on Daily Wire came out yesterday. Riley Gaines, a viral photo of a man identifying as a woman nursing a baby prompted swimmer-turned-activist Riley Gaines to declare that such behavior was nothing more than normalizing pedophilia. And I agree. It's bizarre. It's twisted. The only reason you're doing it is to try and legitimize your own mental state, and so you use a child to make it happen. That's pedophilia. You're receiving some type of perverse affirmation. That's pedophilia. The photo was posted by one Miko Minio Paluello, a former advisor to Great Britain's Labour Party, wow, who said he only breastfed his child for a few weeks before stopping due to his cancer treatments. Okay. Gaines called it sick. She said, "So I guess what I'm wondering," Riley Gaines said, "how can any sane human being see this man posing with his child?" I won't describe what she describes. "Now seeing what he engages in privately and not seeing this baby as nothing more than a prop for this man with a sick fetish." And it said it's sexual abuse. Bottom line, it's normalizing pedophilia. And I agree. So, by the way, it was 5 minutes ago in terms of history. Just 5 minutes ago, that guy would have been dragged out in the streets and tarred and feathered. The law would have stepped in. Somebody would have called DHR at the very least and said, "Hey, this is happening." But now it's to the point that they'll post pictures of it on their social media. I'm chest feeding my child, and I'm so, you know, affirmed by it, because it doesn't matter about the kid. It doesn't matter about anything else. It just, what matters is that they are getting what they need out of it, period. All right, I got a little bit more on this. This was going to take a full hour, apparently, but I'll take one call before I go to the break. Let me do that. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan, what's up, brother?
Oh, man, you know what? So, you're very knowledgeable. And thank you for your service, as usual, every time I call. I haven't said it before, but I do say it now.
Thank you, sir.
But I'm saying this, my friend. Explain to me why are we hearing about this? Why are they doing this? I mean, look at it. People fought for our freedom. Freedom's wonderful, and you know what? You could pretty much do whatever you want to do. But why do they have to tell us all the time.
Because they need the affirmation. I mean, they're not about
to give it to them.
Well, I know, but apparently a lot of people are giving it to them. I mean, they're getting affirmation at every turn, and they need the affirmation to basically control the flow of the conversation so they can feel right about what they're doing and have the excuse to do it again tomorrow.
Oh, you know, when you were talking to me, and when you talk about stuff like this, you know what I think of? I think of Charlie Brown. Walk, 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 walk. Pretty much what I think.
Okay. Are you saying I'm Charlie Brown's teacher? Just walk one?
No, not you, brother. You're speaking the truth. I'm talking about this woke stuff. Walk, 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 walk. Oh, my God.
It's true, man. And it never seems to end. And every day, because nobody says anything, or I guess nobody in official capacity says anything because they're too scared, they come back with more the next day. They're going as far as they can be allowed to go right now.
What I understand is I try to really do, honestly, and I mean this, I try to live my life really well. I try to be considerate and caring. I try not to push people's buttons. I try to stay healthy. I try to do a lot of good things because, you know what? I can be I'm in my Mustang GT right now. I could be hit by a truck, and it's over. And you know what? I'm right with the guy upstairs right now, really tight with him. And I like it a lot, and therefore, it's good to be kind and considerate and everything that's Christian, but my Lord, he's looking down going, what in the world's going on?
Yeah, and you know what? Holding somebody accountable, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it doesn't mean that we're going to go take, you know, some kind of harmful action against some illegal action, some vigilante action. We're not talking about that. What we are saying, though, is it's okay to speak out, point out at something, and say, by God, that's wrong.
Well, before I leave, one more thing. Yeah. Walk, 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 walk.
All right, Wolverine Dan, we appreciate you, brother. We're heading to a break right now. Enjoy that ride in the Mustang GT. All right, Boomer, take us to the break. We'll come right back, wrap this thing up, and then bottom of the hour, we switch gears and maybe lighten the moment up a little bit with Boomer and McQueen. All right, you guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I got a couple more pieces on this war on women and children. Before I do, though, I got a caller on line one, so I'll grab that. Is that Alan? Yeah, Alan from Hartsel. How you doing?
I'm upright and breathing, Phil.
There you go.
Don't you think it's about time we start to stop this crap? The only wheel that gets greased is the one that squeaks. 1-2% of the population is stirring up so much garbage. Oh, we demand to be heard.
Yeah, okay. You're absolutely right. Hey, and by the way, if you turn down your radio in the background, we're getting some feedback on your radio there. But, Alan, you're right, man. We've got to stand up, say no, point it out when we see it, and demand that, you know, life be restored to normal.
I try to be peaceful with everybody. But this is ridiculous. Coming for your kids.
Yeah.
What has happened is the moral family fiber has collapsed. And guess what? Now we got to put all this faction mess. We demand this. You need to respect this. If you want to live that lifestyle, that's fine. I don't care. But the problem is, don't stick it in my face. It's not normal. It's not. It shouldn't be allowed. But it is.
Well, you.
But now I'm fed up with it.
I'll be honest with you, Alan, I think that you are in the majority. You know, my wife likes to say, and she's right, there's more of us than there are of them, meaning conservative viewpoints, traditional values, are more common than what we're seeing, all the squeaky wheels getting the grease right now. And so anyway, hey, Alan, thanks for the call, man. I'm going to wrap this thing up here in the next couple of minutes, but I appreciate you, and you're right. I think you're one of many who's had it with all the wokeness. Somebody texted in about this story, and I'm going to go ahead and bring it up now. War on women and children. How about this one? If they won't cooperate, just punish them, right? If they won't get on board, if they won't just believe what we say, well, then, by golly, there shall be consequences. We have ways of making you accept our wokeness. A California school district, according to Fox News storyline, came out today. California school district suspends kids for 5 days, 5 days, for misgendering a trans student and called it restorative justice. Restorative justice. A California school district suspended 2 children for 5 days after a misgendering incident took place. Do they know what kids are? I mean, I understand stop the bullying. You know, hey, Junior, hey, Johnny, stop picking on little Susie wannabe. All right, stop it. We're not going to have that in here. Everybody get back to work. No, we can't do that. Can't stop there. So basically, we learned that in the Herbert Hoover High School, located in the Glendale Unified School District, parents learned that the former principal, I say former, I'm not sure where she went, but the former principal, Jennifer Earle, described 2 students who had misgendered a transgender student and then ran away when the teacher tried to correct them. Well, that will never do. So the quote from the Miss Earle is, "I suspended 2 students for 5 days each and will be conducting restorative justice with students and teachers for the misgendering. In interviewing them, they admitted to being curious about being a transgender person." What? Okay. "I asked the teacher involved in the incident how he wanted to handle it, if he wanted me to just teach them about misgendering, or would he like me to speak to them about being trans?" Anyway, here's some key language. Restorative justice, it says, according to the school district's website, restorative justice is a, quote, re-education of students. Oh, well, you can only be re-educated if there was a prior truth or teaching that had taken place already. In other words, what you think you know, we're going to change what you know. And if you won't get on board, we have ways of making you comply. And they get 5 days suspension. Why? Because they called a dude a chick. I'm just saying. Or they called a chick a dude. I don't know which one it was. And they get to ask all kinds of questions in restorative justice. What is the greatest value that guides your life? My faith in Jesus Christ, which tells me that what you're telling me is wrong. What gives you the most security? The fact that God is my Savior and that you're wrong. If you could smash one thing, what would you smash? Your notions that chicks can be dudes and dudes can be chicks. All right, last thing I got. I want to make you all aware. There's a guy, he's a state legislator, but he's out in California. He's a Democrat. He's in San Francisco. His name is, unfortunately, Scott Wiener. Don't underestimate this guy, though. This is the most liberal, strident, gay activist posing as a politician who, by the way, is now thinking about running for Congress. He's got bills out there to change the whether or not parents can be considered fit if they don't affirm a child's gender selection. He's got bills that allow for gender transition surgeries without parental consent. He's got bills that allow California to be a sanctuary state for transgender kids where the state takes control. All of it. This one guy, Scott Wiener, you talk about leading the crusade against women and children. He's in California, but he wants to run for Congress so he can do it on the national level. Keep your eyes on the prize, my friends. We're coming right back. Boomer and McQueen, y'all stay tuned.